Next guest here in the first hour, Eddie Robinson, will be on the TV call this Sunday, the former Houston Dynamo defender. He joins us now. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, Glenn. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, let me just remind the listeners, Eddie has come out a number of years in a row to these Kick Cancer Soccer Clinics that they're very cool. They're done organically. They're done with the help of youth soccer clubs. And, yeah, they're very meaningful. We bring out some cancer patients that speak to the kids. And at the end of the day, we play soccer for 2 hours, do some good training, have some fun, and realize a little bit something that's a little bit more serious. So, Eddie, thank you for doing that as much as you have in the past.
I hope I get an invitation again this year.
Consider yourself invited. You know that. You don't even have to ask. You are an institution. All right. You are an institution with Kick Cancer. All right, let's talk about the Dynamo RSL. Finally getting to this game on Sunday. From Ted Siegel taking over this team, some of the areas added, the spend that's been made. We've collected a few new players. Sebas Ferreira, the big striker, is the biggest signing in the history of the Houston Dynamo when it comes to transfer and salary. Steve Clark, Daniel Saris, Zeka, you and I have talked. We're waiting on more midfield signings. Pat Onstad is over, apparently, in Europe. Where do you see the Dynamo heading into this game Sunday?
Well, I guess probably they're going to be comfortable playing against RSL because they played them in preseason in Arizona. So they're going to have an idea of what to expect. So that should make it a little bit more comfortable. But as you just mentioned, if the Dynamo don't get a playmaking midfielder. I mean, you know, all the rumors going about Hector Herrera, who knows if that's true or not, or if he might wind up in Houston. But, you know, you've got to get a playmaker in midfield to get Sebastian Ferreira the ball. He's not going to do you any good if you don't get him service. The one thing, though, that I will say, throughout all five, I believe it was five preseason games that the Dynamo played, he didn't have many chances, but when he got a chance, he finished every single one of them. And outside of, you know, maybe a Marvin Notis, a Brian Ching, the Dynamo really haven't had a center forward that you could really count on. You know, that, you know, you just look at Manchester United today. Where they have, like, one chance, and they scored a goal. And it's, you know, it's a 19-year-old kid. He gets one chance, and he scores. And that's what you can expect from Sebastian Ferreira. He doesn't get down. He can wait for his opportunity, even if it's late in the game, but you've got to figure out ways to get him the ball. Because if you do, you're going to score a lot of goals this year.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's any question. Last year we saw Maxi Arruti very, you know, precise and taking limited chances early in the season, and that tapered off. But I think let's take our fans into some of the qualities you and I have seen in him. Number one, his movement is excellent. You're right. He looks like an out and out finisher. So it's no more this goals by committee, and you know you just kind of are really excited to see him in real live competition, and then ultimately get a little bit more support out of midfield. And I take you right to the midfield because it's the same midfield basically with and now a departed Joe Corona, so it's basically the same midfield. And this is a midfield that struggled last year, so I can see why Pat Onstad and company are going and looking for more players on the level of a Hector Herrera, and that's out there publicly, by the way, for everybody and anybody. We've seen that out there in the public that the Dynamo, having commented on it in the prior interview with Paulo Nagamura, said they don't comment on players that are under contract, which you can respect, but it is out there. So let's go to the midfield. What will be different, Eddie?
Well, as of this moment, nothing. You know, we saw, especially in the Austin FC game that you and I did on the stream on HoustonDynamoFC.com, that the Dynamo really struggled in possession. And this is what really, really hampered them last year, is they would give the ball away in possession, or they wouldn't have one of their number sixes sit and protect that back four. There would be big gaps between the midfield and the center backs. And that's dangerous because a lot of teams in Major League Soccer, with the athleticism of this league, love, absolutely love the counterattack. And so if the Dynamo can't get, you know, a top playmaker that will really allow, you know, a Darwin Serena, Matias Vera, to sit back and be a little more disciplined and protect that back four and defend a little bit better, it's going to be difficult for the Houston Dynamo. But, I mean, you know, fingers crossed that this Hector Herrera thing works out, because for me, he's more of a number eight, really good in possession, makes good decisions, but he's that hard man that the Dynamo just don't have. You got to have those kind of players in Major League Soccer. You need your quality technical guys, but you need that guy that's going to lay in a tackle when he needs to, that's going to hold other guys accountable. And, you know, in this part of the world, after where he's played, is there anyone that could come in with more respect from the other players, even though he hasn't been with them at all? If he comes, that's going to be huge. That's so important for the Dynamo. And if this midfield cannot keep possession of the ball, which we haven't really seen, you know, they talk about Paulo Nagamura talks about wanting to be a possession-based team, but I haven't really seen it. I haven't been convinced yet. I'm not totally convinced yet, but they've had a couple more weeks of training before the game on Sunday. So hopefully they've gotten a little bit more fine-tuned, and we'll see. But if you can keep possession, that's going to do one other thing for the Dynamo. If that midfield can keep possession, you're going to be able to move the ball up the field more methodically, thus getting more players in the box. That's one of the things that you lack when you count on a counterattacking style, is when it goes so fast, guys can't catch up. So you might have one, you might have two in the box versus four defenders. So those are, for me, the issues, and those are what we're going to look for, and we'll talk about it more on the broadcast on Sunday in the pregame show.
Well, looking at that midfield last year, they had plenty of time to prove they could be a better possession-oriented team. They had 34 games. Tab Ramos moved everybody and anybody into different positions trying to find some sort of solution. So for me, that is a key area of the team now. It needs two significant signings. Let's start with one, but it definitely needs two that, in my opinion, just lift the entire bar of not only the midfield, but maybe even the team. So a Hector Herrera could come in and truly be the governor, you know, that he could be the orchestrator and would be the quality, you know, international experienced leader that you need. Of course, we know what he could potentially do off the field as well. So that's exciting to me. I like your points that you make. I would say the way you protect and control games is through good possession as well, Eddie. And then I would also say team shape and compactness, right? I looked at Austin FC, and they just looked like, to me, in that game, and that's one game, and I think they did it against Atlas too. They just look like they're moving together, they're closer together, they got a better team shape. Because, listen, Austin FC got absolutely ripped on the counterattack as well last year. I mean, both them and the Dynamo are very similar in many, many ways. Real Salt Lake comes in with some storylines. Pablo Mastroianni, the former Dynamo assistant. There is no more Albert Rusnak. He has signed with Seattle. So we still have to contend, though, with a great Croatian sort of hybrid withdrawn forward, Damir Krylak.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be interesting for them. It's one less really good attacking player that the Dynamo are going to have to worry about defensively. And, you know, the one person we did not mention during that midfield conversation was Coco Carrasquilla. If Paulo Nagamura can get at least one, if not two of those guys, those midfielders, to be disciplined defensively, you can take all of the defensive responsibility off of Coco. And if he has improved, which it looks like he has compared to last year, he just wasn't settled, but he seems more settled and more comfortable now, then he could be that playmaker. We don't know, but we're going to see. But, you know, so they're going to have to get him the ball. Absolutely. You know, Corey Baird is probably, most likely, based on all the preseason games, going to start. He's going to be excited to play against his old team. You always want to give players that opportunity to play against their old team. And let's see if the Dynamo can really be proactive. That's another word that we hear time and again in interviews, not just with Paulo Nagamura, but with Pat Onstad as well. Higher up the field, defend higher up the field, because the Dynamo sat a little bit deep at times in preseason. So I'd love to see him a little bit higher up the field, which allows the back four. If the back four can play up or around the midfield, that's less distance that your fullbacks have to travel to get forward. And that's going to be so important for the Dynamo attack, to get Sebastian Ferreira the ball.
Good stuff. I think if you go back to the interview that Paulo Nagamura just said, you know, he said that we're going to be aggressive as a low block team, a mid block team, a high block team. It is a little bit challenging, I think, when you're putting a roster together to think about your tactics. Because, look, if you bring in a Hector Herrera, now all of a sudden that could enable you to play very, very differently. So I find this all interesting. Let's go over what we think might be a starting lineup. Steve Clark in goal, would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, obviously. Lundqvist, Steris, Parker, and Dorsey at the back. I guess the question is, would Teenage Hadebe get a start? We have his interview coming up. We'll talk to him about where he's at, but I think he's still trying to get fit, so it's either Steris or Hadebe, I would think, there. What do you think, Eddie?
Well, I can't imagine Hadebe's not fit. I mean, coming back from the African Cup of Nations, you know, he played all the group games. They didn't advance, but he played, and he's been back for a little bit training with the team, and you know, I thought he was outstanding last year. I thought he was really, really good last year. He didn't give the ball away. He was good in 1v1 situations, especially last-ditch tackles because he's got those long legs. So in and around the 18, he blocked shots. I would be shocked. But that being said, Harris and Tim Parker have built a rapport this preseason. They've played basically every game together at some point. And if it were me, I would probably pick Teenage Hadebe because I think he was really, really good last year. I thought he was probably one of the better players once he got here, and he didn't take him long to settle in. So we'll see. I don't think you can really go wrong with either Steris or Hadebe. And I think the two outside backs, I think you're right. They started pretty much every game.
Well, let's just go back to Steris and Hadebe. Steris has played every preseason game. You kind of might want to reward him if Teenage Hadebe's not quite as fit as he wants to be, which I think he has mentioned in this next interview. And I only tip you off there because I did the interview earlier today. So it is a taped interview coming up. I just want to remind all of you that. But it's a good one. And then you go into midfield with... And by the way, Hadebe, like Eddie said, I thought he took to like water. We got 2 minutes here, so let's fly through this. Who do you think the midfield three is going to be, Eddie?
Well, it's going to be Matias Vera. He's assigned to a pretty big new contract in there. And then, you know, Memo Rodriguez and Coco Carrasquilla have been playing a lot of the minutes. Darwin Quintero, you know, we've talked about it on this show before, recently, during the offseason, that he can't play 34 games. But when he does play, if he's sharp, he can create. I mean, we saw the assist that he got in preseason against, I believe it was Salt Lake, the little dink over top to Fafa Pico. So I think that's the three. That's the three that Paulo Nagamura has liked the most is Memo Rodriguez, Darwin Serén, and Coco Carrasquilla.
Yeah. We'll see. Carrasquilla was buzzing before he got hurt in that game. But he's apparently fully healthy. I think it's pretty clear it'll likely be Pico, Ferreira, and Baird up front. That's kind of what we're thinking here. There's what we're looking at for the Houston Dynamo heading into their game against Real Salt Lake. Eddie, thanks so much for coming on tonight. Good stuff. I will see you on Sunday. And looking forward to getting this opener. It's exciting times.